It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 20th of April, the 110th day of the year? Are you well? I do hope so. Well, if you've all heard and seen, too, the terrible fire on Monday at Notre Dame. It will be quite a while before we know everything, but at least we already know the structure itself has held. There is so much to be grateful for. The towers are standing. The rose window between the two towers is standing. Many of the treasures inside were removed and are safe, but above all, no deaths. Two police officers and one firefighter were injured, and that, of course, is three too many. But when you think of what could have happened, it's amazing, if not downright miraculous. I hope all 400 of those firefighter heroes are given the Légion d'honneur, the highest order of merit in France. They certainly deserve it. Heroes, heroes, heroes. There's no other word. Really, there is so much to be grateful for, including all your letters of support and compassion. Thanks to you all for that. Coming up, the Sound Kitchen mailbag, music by request, and of course, the quiz.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Ooh. I better stop talking and get to the oven, because it's time for the quiz. On the 16th of March, I asked you a question to see how faithfully you listened to RFI English. You were to listen to our 11 March podcast, Spotlight on Africa, produced by my friend and colleague Anne-Marie Besada. It was about how dementia is perceived and how it's treated in Nigeria. I asked you to tell me the name of the woman who's working to educate Nigerians on dementia. Sadly, much of the population view dementia as madness or as being possessed by an evil spirit or the devil. The woman Anne-Marie profiled is working to change those beliefs, and she's even built a care facility. So, what is her name? Chikikilomo Laniyanu Edwards. If you didn't listen to the podcast, you've missed half your life. Chief Kikilomo Laniyanu Edwards is really an amazing woman, and Anne-Marie Besada did a wonderful job profiling her. The podcast is called Spotlight on Africa. The winners of this week's quiz are... Wow, an old-fashioned letter written on paper with a pen. And it's from a long-time RFI Listeners Club member, Mr. Howard Barnett from Northampton in the UK. Nice to hear from you, Mr. Barnett. RFI Listeners Club member Subha Biswas from Murshidabad, India is a winner this week, and he wrote this note. I was delighted to read the article on the RFI page, and I personally send my thanks and gratitude to Anne-Marie Besada for this through your show. It's a fact that here, too, we live with scores of elders who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's diseases. I'm a medical student, and I know the difficulties the patients face, as well as their family members. Proper care and treatment are essential. I pray to Almighty God that Chief Kikilomo Laniyono Edwards may live long to take care of her own care home, the Rosetti Care Limited, Nigeria. My mother, Mrs. Umi Kulsum Khatun, is an ardent listener of RFI English, and she introduced me to your good program. Well, Subhabiswas, your mother raised you right. Tell her the entire RFI English team sends our thanks, and thanks to you, Subha, for your letter. It's always nice when y'all take a few minutes to write a note with your quiz entries. I shared your email with Anne-Marie, and she says, thank you very much, Subha. And I bet she'll forward it on to Ms. Edwards. Great woman, isn't she? Women, rather. Ms. Edwards and Anne-Marie. Subha Biswas is not only a member of the RFI Listeners Club, he also subscribes to the RFI newsletter. Yay, Subha! Also on today's list of winners is Salihin Anahian, who's a member of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Hailing from Indonesia, from West Kalimantan, there's Bong Chin Kong. Last but assuredly not least, there's Shahira Rahman Sojib from Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Last Sunday morning, I was down in front of my building early because I wanted to see the very first runners go by, runners in the Paris Marathon. Lucky me, my street is on the route, so I have no excuse to not watch and yell encouragement. Well, actually, I'm not supposed to be yelling right now, but I got too excited when the women passed, and I did. I videoed the top four women. You can see it on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages. I tried to video the men, but I was out of battery because I unknowingly filmed my foot for about 20 minutes. But hey, I tried. Huh. I doubt our sister television station, France 24, is begging for RFI to transfer me over to them. Ha! The runners were beautiful to watch, even as briefly as I saw them. So, not too hard to guess what the question is it? Yep. You're to send in the name of the winners in last Sunday's Paris Marathon, both the woman and the man, as well as their timings and their nationalities. Again, send in the names of the man and the woman who finished first in last Sunday's Paris Marathon. Send in the name of the country they are from and send in their running times. You have until the 20th of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 25th of May to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you're a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
This is an Owensby's cooking
on Radio France International.
Mmm, yummy!
for a look in the Sound Kitchen mailbag. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club member, Jason Yang, from the Big Apple, the wonderful, magical city of New York. Jason wrote, I'm a longtime listener of RFI English and French programs. This is the first time I've written to you, and going forward, I hope to participate more in the program and write more often. Oh, I hope so too, Jason. Jason Yang asked if the essay contests were still on, and the answer is a resounding yes. I'm always looking for your This I Believe and My Ordinary Hero essays, or really just about anything you want to write in about. What book are you reading? What lovely little moment of unexpected joy did you experience today? There's always something. A baby smile, a beautiful flower. Get to your pen, Jason, and everyone else out there. And thanks again, Jason, for joining us. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr, and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Oy, I'm ashamed to note how long this next letter has been in the mailbag. It's from another new RFI Listeners Club member, Alan Holder, from the Isle of Wight in England. He'd been listening to the program for World Radio Day and thinking about it. Here's his letter. Dear Susan, I hope everything is well with you and with the rest of the English Service team. I'm writing to say how much I enjoyed the Sound Kitchen World Radio Day program. It was great to hear all the excellent and thoughtful contributions from your listeners who spoke about what radio means to them. They're so right in saying how important radio is as a means of communication between all peoples in our troubled world, and how it's an important tool for spreading the message of peace and understanding. Your choice of the word connection as what radio means to you is very appropriate. Thanks for giving me a mention as one of the newest RFI Club members. I hope this old dinosaur will carry on for a while yet, in spite of a few health problems that aging brings. Actually, the Isle of Wight is also known as Dinosaur Island, and not because I live here, but this place is one of the richest sources of dinosaur remains in Europe. Over the years, more than 20 different species of these prehistoric animals have been identified as former inhabitants of this area when the climate was tropical and very different to what it is now. You mentioned the fact that the English Service is no longer on shortwave due to the lack of funding. It's interesting to note that the majority of your English listeners are in South Asia, where internet penetration has greatly increased in recent years. There seems to be little listener feedback from Africa, where the number of internet users is still quite low. This is a good argument for retaining shortwave. Several frequencies already carry RFI French for Africa, and surely 1 hour on at least one of these frequencies can be given over to the English program in place of French. However, I'm guessing that it all boils down to allocations of the budget for each language service. Other broadcasters, notably Voice of America and BBC, still retain a strong presence on shortwave for Africa. Thanks to RFI for continuing to provide such a great variety of programs and podcasts. I'm always particularly interested in current happenings in France. I also look forward to tuning in to many more editions of The Sound Kitchen. Ah, Alan, my fellow dinosaur, thanks for that letter, and sorry I've been unforgivably long to respond. You're absolutely right about the budget allocations for the different language services for the shortwave budget. We're all very sad that RFI English no longer has even one shortwave to Africa, where internet connection remains a luxury. If I were queen, believe me, it would be different. And how interesting that the Isle of Wight is known as Dinosaur Island. I had no idea. And have you listened to our new and improved spotlight on France? The brainchild of my gifted colleagues, Sarah Elzis and Allison Hurd. It's a weekly 20-minute roundup of French news and happenings, presented with great warmth and humanity. And humor. I love it, and I bet you will too. Alan, I've not seen your name on many quizzes of late. I hope you'll be back soon.
Hey. 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 This is the Sound Kitchen. Where you never know what you'll be served.
Last Sunday morning, while I was watching some of the fastest men and women on the planet dash by my building, Bengali speakers were celebrating the new year. Kanchan Chatterjee, the president of the RFI Natune Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, sent a letter and some wonderfully colorful photos. Kanchan wrote, "All our club members are celebrating and we are happy." Wonderful, Kanchan. Happy is a good thing. Listeners, look at Kanchan's photos. They're on both the RFI English Clubs and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. There's also a colorful video of the celebrations on both Facebook pages from Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, the president of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Thanks to both of you for sharing with us. And a tardy Shuvo Novo Borsho, 1426. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rom, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As you know, my favorite music has come to an end. But I promised to play the pieces that didn't make it on the air the first time around, and this week it's from the batch of requests for favorite songs sung by male singers. RFI Listeners Club member Helmut Matt from Herbolzheim, Germany, asked for an aria from Wagner's opera Lohengrin, sung by Jonas Kaufmann. Jonas Kaufmann is the spinto tenor everyone wants on their stage right now, and rightly so. It's a lovely voice. Helmut wrote, "I really had to think for a while because there's so much music and there are so many voices which I really like. I have to confess that Richard Wagner's operas have fascinated me since my childhood. When I think of Wagner these days, I think first of Jonas Kaufmann. His balance between thrilling drama and touching poetry is unique. If I could ask for a piece of music, my first choice would be the Gralserzalung in Fernem Land or the Grail Telling in a Faraway Land from Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin, sung by Jonas Kaufmann." Listeners, this aria is sung by the mysterious Swan Knight, who appears in the Duchy of Brabant in a boat shaped like a swan. No one knows who he is or where he's from. In this song, he reveals who he is, Lohengrin, Knight of the Holy Grail and the son of Parsifal, the King of the Knights of the Grail. I hope you enjoy it. It's an especially meaningful piece of music during this Christian holy season. For those of you celebrating Easter tomorrow, may you have a blessed day. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
In ein Gefäß als ein Ritter dort ihr unerkannt. So hört, doch ist des Grales Segen, enthüllt muss des Löwen Auge fliehen. Des Ritters drum, falsche Weifel ihr nicht hegen, erkennt ihr ihn, dann muss ihr von euch ziehen. Nun hört, wie ich verbotene Frage lohne. Amrei, fahrt ich zu euch daher gesandt. Mein Vater, Parzival, trägt seine Kraft.